sunburns back on the list. The pollen index also medium. Tonight, rather cloudy, should stay dry with the clear spells prevailing. Temperatures down to about 15. 59 tomorrow. More sunshine on the way, evidently. WeatherQuest here, 10 to 1 today. Bill Medley, Jennifer warns, I've had the time of my life. It's 10:30, BBC Radio Suffolk on this Tuesday, talking about the council and their plans to dramatically reshape their operation, including cuts in services, or at least transferring them to the voluntary sector. Is there a council service that you depend on that you would loathe to lose or have it transferred to the voluntary sector? And what of that sector? Can it cope with the increased load? Well, moving services into the community is one such plan that seems to be coming into fruition in certain parts of the county. We heard from the leader of the Suffolk County Council, Jeremy Pembroke, about the dementia project in Debenham. The project itself, dedicated to giving practical and emotional support to the community who care for those with dementia. Lyndon Jackson is chairman of the Debenham Project. Lyndon, welcome to the programme.
Good morning.
What exactly is the Debenham Project?
Well, the Debenham Project is an initiative which we set up just about a year ago, almost by accident. We thought that dementia would be a problem in the future as far as our community is concerned, and all we wanted to do was to raise awareness. But from that has grown a project which supports carers in the very difficult task they have of looking after people with the symptoms of dementia. It can be very exhausting and isolating and heartbreaking as the person you love changes with time. And in many ways, it's one of the most challenging things that a partner or a relative or a neighbor can do, is to care for somebody who has these symptoms. So we thought that what we should do was to try and help them by setting up a range of services. Doing this ourselves, get on and do something, was a watchword as far as our project was concerned. And so we've set up information and advice. We've set up, in concert with Age Concern, lunch clubs of a family nature. We've set up activities and social sessions. We've set up, in concert with the Alzheimer's Society and also Age Concern, a carers club and information cafe. It's this sort of thing where carers can come with the people they care for or on their own, and they can get the support of the community. It's great for stress busting.
And this is all achieved with volunteers, is it?
It's achieved with collaboration. Primarily, we have about 50 volunteers. Our philosophy is, let's have lots of people who are involved, and they all do a little, some more than others, obviously. But we have 50 at the moment we think of as active, and we have another 30 who've said, yes, when you need us, we'll be there. But we do it by setting up the services and drawing in the professional capabilities of the local authorities, the NHS, the primary charities such as Age Concern, Alzheimer's and Suffolk Family Carers. In a way, it's the model that we would like to see developed for rural communities around Suffolk.
It is quite unique at the moment, obviously, serving Debenham and the four-mile radius around Debenham. Are you, though, do you think, some sort of template for the future here?
Well, we believe that this is the way that this sort of problem can best be tackled. Let's not say we can solve the problem. It's a very, very big problem. And what we are doing is trying to lead, from the community viewpoint, the service provision, because we believe that in the community, we know the people. It's a personal thing, particularly when we're dealing with dementia and carers. They need the help of somebody they know and they can trust, who can link them in to the professional services which are provided by the agencies which I've mentioned.
So far, what sort of response have you had from the community of Debenham?
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. As I say, we initially thought when we put together the initial meeting that the retired neurological consultants, the senior practitioner of the local GP practice, a retired mental health social worker, would sit in the Dove Cottage and would talk to a few. As it turned out, more than 70 people arrived and it was standing room only. A bit surprising when you think of the subject matter. And from that, we immediately had the support for 20 volunteers. As I say, we now have more than 80 on our books. All the elements of the community, the surgery, the pharmacy, the post office, the parish council, are all behind this project.
So essentially then, Jeremy Pembroke and the Suffolk County Council are really onto something, if what you've achieved is anything to go by.
Well, I look at it this way. I think we're all working together. And I can only say that the goodwill we've had, not just from the community, but from the county council and the district council, the charities, the NHS, well, I have no complaints.
What would you say to other communities who are worried about these cuts? They're worried about the reshaping of the council. They feel that maybe cuts in services will be affecting them. Presumably you would say, well, do what we did.
Well, we say projects arrive when there's a need. And as it happened, this project arrived when we knew that there were going to be problems, but it was directed to the concerns about carers and those that they care for, not whether we were going to save money. We just wanted to do something. Now, I think when this happens in communities, things do happen. We don't see this project as a project which is saving money for the council.
Right.
This is, I mean, if that were its object, then we would not have the support.
And there lies the problem, doesn't it? Because what we're being asked to do is schemes like this with a view to saving money for the council.
I don't look at it that way. I look at it that we are supporting those in our community who need our support, and that the council is providing us with involvement from its staff and financial support. That's the county council and the district council and the other agencies. They're providing us with that support in a sense of collaboration. Now, what will happen of that is that we hope and we strongly believe that by taking up this model, that we will provide the services that are needed more effectively. Mm-hmm. And yes, it will ultimately save money, but we'll be providing a much better quality of services in collaboration rather than the county council and the district council and so on having to sort of shoulder the whole burden and perhaps communities saying, why aren't you doing more?
Mm. You can find out more about the Debenham project at the website, which is www.the-debenham-project.org.uk to look into exactly how it's all working. Lyndon Jackson is chairman of the Debenham Project. Lyndon, thank you for your time this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Talking about the council's reshaping as announced this morning, the worries, the fears that that is creating. Is there a council service that you depend on and thus are a little fearful this morning that it might be on its way out or transferred to the voluntary sector? 01473 212121. Your calls after the Isley Brothers.